奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚祷。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evening prayer session.
请唱诗402首。
Please sing hymn number 402.
在祷告前，我们用一些话互相勉励。
Now, before our prayer, we like to use some words of encouragement.
在圣经上曾经有提到，耶稣说：“凡承受神国的，若不像小孩子，就不能进去。”
In the scripture, it says that if one wants to enter the kingdom of heaven, they must be like the children.
我家里刚好一位一岁的小孩子，所以我就想说。来观察他的行为，来提出一些在我们祷告中互相勉励。
And I have a one-year-old child in my home, so I wanted to observe his daily movements and actions for our mutual encouragement.
这个一岁多的小男孩，他现在刚好开始学走路。
And my this one-year-old son of yours, this one-year-old son of mine, just began learning how to walk.
他就走一步，第二步就一定跌倒，然后再起来，再走一步，再跌倒。
And he would take one step, and the next step he would stumble, and then he would get up and take one step again, and then he would stumble the next.
那我们父母在旁边就看得很害怕。
And as parents, we are kind of worried for him.
因为有时候他站起来一踩到纸，他可能就跌倒了。
Because sometimes when he stands up and he steps on a piece of paper, he might slip.
或是当他站起来准备跌倒的时候，他前面可能就很危险，可能有桌子或是椅子在那边，可能会撞到。
Or as he was falling down, there may be an object or a chair in front of him that he might harm himself with.
所以我们就在旁边一直看他，很怕他受伤。
And so we watch from the side, kind of worried about him, fearing that he may be injured or harmed.
所以有时候我们发现，他这样一跌倒会很危险，我们马上就把他抱走。
And when we find out that, that the situation is too dangerous, we would just pick him up.
那我就把他抱走，从后面用两只手把他抱走，然后放到旁边，然后再让他继续走。
And I would pick him up from behind and place him in another area and allow him to practice walking again.
当我把他抱起来，然后又放下去，他以为我在跟他玩，所以当他放下去，他又很高兴，又开始起来走。
And when I lifted him up and put him in a different area, he thought I was trying to play with him, so he was very happy, and so he started getting up to walk again.
所以他都不知道，其实他如果继续走，他下一步他可能会撞到，会受伤。
But he doesn't realize that if he were to get up and walk, his next step might be a dangerous one.
其实神对我们，其实就像父母对这个小孩子一样。
And God to us is kind of like parents to a children.
因为在我们生活上会有很多困难。
And in our lives, we have many struggles.
因为在工作上、感情上，或是学业上，甚至像保罗，他都有一根拔不了的刺。
In our whether it's in our work life or emotional states or academic and school life, we are like Paul, so we have a thorn in us.
或是弟兄姐妹之间的困苦也。也常常变成我们的要担当的困苦。
Or sometimes the troubles and the worries that our brothers and sisters have may become ours as well.
所以，当我们遇到这么多问题或是困难的时候
，And so when we are facing these problems and also these trials,
其实神就好像这个父母一样，其实就在旁边一直看着我们。
And God is like our is like a father next to us, watching us.
当他发现我们下一步 会遇到的困难是我们没办法承受的时候，他马上会把这个困难移开。
And when he realizes that our next step may result in a very serious injury for us, he will remove that difficulty from us.
所以有时候在我们的生活当中，不知道大家有没有体会到，有时候遇到某些事，我们会觉得哎，刚好没有发生，或是哎还好。这件事没有发生在我身上。
And so I'm not sure if you have experienced this in your life, but sometimes when a great accident may occur and it doesn't happen, then we will feel very relieved and grateful that we didn't suffer harm.
所以我们就觉得哦，好险，好险。
And we'll think that we're very fortunate.
其实这有时候是神刚好发现，哎，这个危险我们可能没办法承担，所以神就马上把这个危险移开了。
But actually, God is watching over us, and when He realizes that there's a danger that we may not be able to overcome, He will remove that danger from us.
但是我们常常就跟这个小孩子一样，其实我们都不知道下一步的危险其实很危险。
And we're like this one year old child of mine. We don't know that the next step that we take may be a dangerous or fatal one.
当我太太在怀这个小孩子的时候，我们有去做检查。
And when my wife was pregnant with my son, we often went to take some tests.
那检查的结果，医生跟我们讲说，有可能是唐氏症。
And the results of the test, the doctors say that he may have Down syndrome.
那医生叫我们再去做进一步的检查，所以我们再做了进一步的检查。
And so a doctor advises to take further examinations, and so that's what we did.
但是医生做了检查完以后，他说看起来是还好，但是我还是没办法跟你确定说到底会不会有问题。
And after running the test, the doctor says he seems to be okay, but I can't guarantee that nothing will happen.
所以他又建议我说又去做另外一个。详细的检查，这个检查就能够确定说孩子有没有问题。
And so he suggested that I take a more detailed examination to confirm that if this child really has this Down syndrome or not.
但是因为这个检查对 baby 有点危险，很多人就建议我们说不要做。
And because this test is a little risky, very risky to the baby, so many people advise us to refrain from it.
后来我们也知道说。神，这个孩子是神所赐的，我们怀孕你就不能把这个孩子拿掉。
And we know that, we realize that this child is given to us by God, and since my wife is already pregnant, there's no way we're going to have an abortion.
所以不如这样，我们就不要再去检查，然后我们就祷告。
And so we decided to give up the further examinations and tests, and rather we entrust everything in prayer.
然后我太太尤其更担心，因为会担心说 baby 在。在我肚子里面这个 baby 到底生出来会不会有问题
？And my wife was very anxious and kind of worried, thinking that this baby inside her stomach would have any problems.
有一次就在祷告当中。
And so one time during the prayer,
她很认真祷告，然后圣灵充满。
And she prayed very earnestly, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那 她就感觉到神跟她讲说，你这个 baby 没有问题，不用担心。
And she heard God tell her that your baby is fine, do not worry.
等祷告完，她就相信了这句话，从此以后她就不担心了。
And after prayer, she believed these words, and from then on, she no longer worried about it.
所以一直到生下来，她都没有再去忧虑过这件事情。
And ever since his conception, she has never worried about that matter ever again.
所以神就常常会给我们在危难当中适时给我们一些安慰。
And so God will provide us comfort in our deepest crisis.
然后这个孩子他现在走一步就会跌倒，走一步就会跌倒。
And this child of mine, he would take a step and fall over and stumble the next step.
虽然他明明知道说我站起来走一步，第二步我又会跌倒。
And even though he knows that he can take one step, but the next step he takes, he will fall over.
但是他跌倒完以后，他马上又站起来，又走了又开始走。
But yet after he stumbles, he would get back up and continue walking.
所以他就一直不灰心，然后整整走了一天都是这样。
And he doesn't give up and doesn't lose heart, but continues to walk all day.
这就让我学习到，我们的祷告精神其实就是这样。
And this gave me a lesson that, actually, our spirit of prayer should be the same.
就是要让我们学习说，我们祷告不要灰心。
That in our prayer we should not lose heart or give up.
连保罗他也深深的体会到，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Even Paul, when he experienced this, that in times of trial and difficulty, you must be patient and endure.
虽然我们知道，我们所遇到的这些困难可能还会继续在。
Even though we realize that the difficulties we encounter may still exist.
而且这有些困难可能会跟着我们一辈子，可能我们都没办法离开。
And some of the troubles that we have may follow with us the rest of our lives.
但是我们相信神给我们的担子是我们担当得起的。
But we know that the burden that the Lord gives us is the one that we can lift up.
这样我们祷告就不会灰心。
And so that if we know that, then in our prayers we will not lose heart.
甚至我们还会在祷告中献上我们的感谢。
And actually, we will even give unto God more thanks in our prayers.
那我们现在就请大家一起到前面祷告。
And so now, please come forward and let us pray together.